just a couple of anagot when it comes to the matzah. We're reading here from the Haggadah that has the shemuot of the Gaon Rabbi Yashiv. Shem Yishmereu v'chayehu. המדקדקים אינם קונים מצות אפילו בהכשר מהודר. The medakdekim, they don't buy matzot just with any hechsher on it, אלא מחבורה, only from a group. דהיינו שהם בעצמם משכיחים על האפייה וניקיון הכלים, where they go themselves to the matzah bakery and they themselves oversee the baking. That's the matzot that the people rely on. He says, "Ki matzot hu amatzlich asarich et ha'ekshir ha'mehudar biyoter." Out of all the products of Pesach, ironically, the most dangerous item of becoming chametz is the matzah, more than any other product, and therefore it needs the most supervision. So therefore, the custom is that groups go to the bakery and they supervise it themselves. Bezat Hashem, that's a good idea for the Bet Knesset as well. But Bezat Hashem, in the coming year, will organize. We have a habura of the Bet Knesset that goes a few months before Pesach, because that's when they start. And we make our own matzot with our own hashkaha. And then, Bezat Hashem, we're able to eat from our own handiwork. This is a very, very good minhag. כתב המשנה ברורה שצריך לזה, זה סימן תף נונטט, סיף קטן יוד, שצריך לזה לעבוד בזריזות בעסק המצות ליד התנור, כיוון שכל שהייה מיותרת עלולה לגרום למצות להחמיץ עקב החום הגדול שליד התנור. Be very careful about the oven in the matzah bakery where it's very hot. There you need extra speed getting it from the stick into the oven immediately, because if it delays in that spot, the heat of the oven can cause the dough to become chametz. ועובדה הבא באחד המתעסקים במצות שכאשר הכניס את המקלים המצות לחלל התנור שיהיה קצת בעודן על גבי המקל כדי לחפש מקום פנוי בתנור. Which means there was a guy holding the matzah on the stick. He stuck it in the oven and he's looking for a spot where he could spread it out. Meanwhile, he was holding it in the oven. It was very, very hot, but he didn't yet lay it down yet. ואמר רבנו, מאחר שאין ידוע בכמה מצות מדובר, וכמו כן, מצות אלו כיוון התערבו עם אחרות, וכי אגב יש מקום להקב לתות שהעיסות התחילו להיפות באוויר התנור, בעודם על המקל ולא החמיצו. So for this, it was lenient in that case. So we could say that, they were saying, maybe it's chametz now, because you didn't put it down in the oven yet. You were just holding it in the airspace. So he said, maybe it started to bake even in the airspace. So we could say the process started. And you don't know which one it was, because it got all mixed up. If, I guess, when they put it down, they realized what happened. So yeah, it was mekel. But again, it shows you the importance of once you get the matzot to that stage in the oven, it's got to be put in immediately, that you shouldn't delay. Im efshar, ראוי שלא להשתמש במקל שמכניסים בו המצות רק פעם אחת, כי מקל בולע כדי קליפה, ואף שמגררים אותה בנייה זכוכית לא סגר בזה, כשפשוט מסיר רק כדי גלידה. מחמירים, they careful to use the stick once. Once the stick goes into the oven and they lay the matzah down, they don't use that stick again, because could be the stick is boleya from the matzah when you stick it in the oven. It could be these little chametz in the stick itself. So the next one you're going to put in, it's going to be spitting back out. Again, these are chumrot. But again, when you manage your own system, then you can do all the chumrot you want. But when you're buying the commercial stuff, so they're making it like a factory. They don't have the ability to be careful in all these items over there, especially for the matzot of Leila Seder. כשנמצא מצה כפולה, אין לחוש לגבי המקום שלב הוא נחה מצה, אף על פי שכשנראה שם הייתה בדרגת חום שהיא צולדת בו. Which means, sometimes the matzah, when you take it out of the oven, it's folded over each other. Which means it doesn't come out flat like it's supposed to. It's kifunot. It becomes doubled over. The custom in that case is that the one that's supervising the oven when the matzot come out, he breaks away those kefulot. Because those kefulot could be they didn't get baked good. Because since they doubled over, so it's thicker, so we're worried that they didn't get baked properly, and there could be tzametz. So what they do is they just cut away from the kefulot. So the rabbi or the person at the oven is supposed to supervise every matzah that comes out of the oven. He looks at it to make sure, number one, it was baked properly, and that there's no folds. And if there's a fold, they break it off, and they put it on the side. The rabbi is just saying that for one of these matzot that had a fold is resting on another matzah, you don't have to throw away the matzah that's underneath it, that it was touching it. That's already not, we're not going to assume that it was so hot when you took it out and it was resting on the oven that the kefula was mahmits the other matzah underneath it. But it's clear that the matzah itself has to be dealt with in order that it should be kasher. Okay.